Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com. Let's get it started
in here. Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and good morning. I hope that everyone had an amazing Christmas yesterday. And gosh, I hope that it's not about materialistic things. It really isn't. It's really about feeling the love and feeling the friendships and all the ties that we've made throughout the year. And that's really what it's all about. And I know that we are so busy trying to reach our goals that sometimes we forget to stop and take a moment to enjoy all the people around us. So if you are just tuning in right now and waking up, starting your day in a positive way, I'm Kim and I'm here with Tom. How are you, Tom?
Oh, things are great. Wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. Great time with your kids and
good
your family.
Times all around.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to say I have three grandchildren. I just got back from my daughter having another beautiful little boy. And, it just fills my heart, I have to tell you. It's funny, when you see your children becoming parents, it's like the most amazing feeling you've ever experienced. And so I'm elated. And thank God he's healthy, and I've got three little babies. This is like, a repeat. You get another chance.
That's a litter.
It is a litter. There you go. Anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, we had some incredible times. We were over at the Camarillo Holiday Home Tour in the Camarillo Ranch Red Barn Boutique. I got lots of gifts over there, and thanks so much for including the Kim Pagano Show, and congratulations to all the winners out there. Also, we did the Simi Valley Bowling First Annual Moore Park Foundation Bowling for Bucks, and thank you, David Mersch, for heading that up. Guess what? The Kim Pagano Show won.
Whoa.
We won first place.
Bowling.
I'm telling you.
I didn't know you had it in you.
I love to bowl, and it's funny. There was a grandmother and her grandson, Kyle. Big shout out to Kyle. He's like amazing, like turkey after turkey after turkey. I was like, oh my God. And then when they said, Kim Pagano Show, you're taking first place right now. And then we had one more game. Then I was like, oh, game on. Anyways, so much fun. Also, I want to say a shout out to new and past listeners for calling in. Thank you to Steve, Jack, Pam, Christine, Robin, Teresa. There's so many other people. I can't even begin, but I love hearing from you. I love to get a chance to talk to all of you. Also, all the people that called in and bought gift certificates for their loved ones for hair therapy, color, haircuts, whatever, weaves. I can't tell you all the people that called in. Anyways, thank you so much for that. And again, a big thank you to Hometown Buffet in Oxnard and Cindy Kramer for making our successful toy drive for Hope's Haven. I was so excited to get so many gifts to give to them. Also, I received my box from Mr. Nelson's chocolate chip cookies. Oh my God, they are amazing. So with that, I just want to say, if you have any event or anything that you want us to be a part of, give us a call. And I want to, in fact, give you that number right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We want to help spread the word in whatever you're doing out there. And again, for anybody that's just joining us this morning, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And of course, we're going to start our show with a moment of motivation. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And again, happy holidays. And you know, I just want to say, with that, you know, sometimes, you know, we're alone, we're maybe not feeling our best. Just know that you are enough and that you are not alone, that we're here for you. We want to reach out to you. We've got people that can help you. And that's what this show is all about. It's about the brighter side of life. So if there's something I can do personally to help you have a better life, to have, you know, be connected to other people, if you're maybe not having a lot of people in your life, any of that, I want to help you. That's what I'm here for, and I really hope that our show does that for you. Again, I want to make sure you follow us on Facebook. We got lots and lots of giveaways there. KimPaganoShow.com. You can listen to all our back shows. Also, our podcast. Sign up for our podcast, and lots of stuff there. We're going to get started with our show today. Our first guest is Bob Caprolo. I'm going to probably mess that up. Bob, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Please tell me your last name.
It's Caparelli.
Caparelli, there you go. I knew I kind of messed that up, but I was creative, okay? I was creative, right? A creative strategy.
That's okay.
There you go. Anyways, we're going to be talking about creative strategy generation. Also joining us today is Donna Arp and Wiseman, and I didn't have to mess that one up. Lessons to learn from the past of a later in life love. And that's what we're here for. We're going to talk all the way till 8 o'clock. That's where our show goes. Tom, but we've got some giveaways, and I want to share those with our listeners. And again, our phone number is 805-419-0008.
We have a lot of great giveaways. Kim, let's start with Pete's Breakfast House. We have Lure Fish House, great place to eat. Freebird's World Burrito, Lazy Dog Cafe, Urbane Cafe, Midtown Cafe, Veggie Grill. We also have Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and a free kids meal at our hockey home for hamburgers. And that's The Habit. That's where we always go for burgers with the kids after hockey.
Yum.
How about through January 24th? Admission tickets to the Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes, Thousand Oaks, talking about hockey and figure skating.
That's right.
Through the 27th, we have the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center presenting Winter Wonderettes. And finally, on January 6th, Westlake Village Twin, it's more comedy, laugh out loud comedy with our friend Jason Love and a bunch of great comics.
There you go. Thanks so much, Tom. And let's start off with, how about, obviously it's early breakfast over at Pete's, and I got a gift certificate. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, our first guest, Bob, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Did you have a great Christmas?
Oh, the best.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Always do.
There you go. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what we're going to be talking about.
Sure. So I guess I'll start with the fact that what I do for a living. So I'm a trainer and advisor. I spent about 20 plus years in the corporate world in various different large companies, in executive positions and so forth. And then I went out and started doing training and consulting, mostly in the areas of product management and strategy. But the way that I approach the subject, particularly of strategy, which we're going to talk about today, is by looking at things through a creative lens. And the lens that I use is the same lens that I use to compose music, which is the second part of what I do. I'm actually a musician and a composer, and I try and combine those two things to make the subject in business more fun.
I like that. I love, obviously, if you do music, you're creative. And I love, so you're probably using both sides of your brain, correct?
I hope so.
Leaving nothing undone.
I think that's the way it works, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how different is this than corporate? I mean, you know, obviously, it's interesting. I was reading a book coming back from my daughter's house on the airplane, and there's so many processes that we use from corporate that are valuable. It's just the corporate atmosphere is not something we all love, most of us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's a great introduction to the way I'm approaching this. You know, the tools and techniques that I'm sharing in the book, which is really about developing business strategies in a corporate setting for the most part, and the tools and techniques that I share are really the same ones that have been taught for many, many, many years. The only difference is that the way that they've been taught is really almost like a fill-in-a-blanks kind of an exercise, right? And a lot of people approach that, and they see it as drudgery. It's hard work. They don't get the excitement out of it. And sometimes they lose the big picture focus as to why am I going through this exercise. So all I've really done is taken those tools and put it into a different context and said, you know, the reason that you're using these tools is because you're trying to figure out big picture where you want to go and where you want to go differently than where other people have been. And when you put that kind of a swing on it, it all of a sudden becomes exciting and different. And that's what I'm trying to get through.
Ooh, I like exciting. I mean, I think that's why we get bored in our lives. And, you know, it's interesting. I started the show with so many of us are just trying to reach goals. And then when we reach a goal, we're like, okay, now what? I mean, and what about all the in-between time of our life, right, where we're just maintaining our goals instead of always reaching them? And so, you know, I mean, I think in what I took from the book that I was reading, and I'm going to have her on as a guest also, but I think the same kind of, you know, thing as what you're talking about here is we have in a corporate life, they're always your, you know, whatever job you're in, you're already knowing that you're going to try to go up the ladder. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're thinking ahead, but yet a lot of people nowadays don't think ahead. They're just trying to do their best job in where they are today.
Yeah. And I think that it's so absolutely right. And in the years that I spent in corporate, I always got frustrated by that people are looking for the next position and the next step up the ladder, which again, I think that's normal and natural. But what ends up happening is sometimes you don't necessarily do the job that you're tasked to do with that job in mind.
Very good.
And with the right passion in mind. And that's kind of what I think could be missing in the corporate world. So by bringing in some of your outside interests, like what I've done here in music, and people can use any creative process that they want, anything that resonates with them. But by bringing that into your job, it really helps bring a different focus to what it is you're doing today. And I think it's going to be better overall for not only the company, but for your own well-being, right, as an employee.
I love it. Again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting their day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Bob Caporelli. Did I say it right?
You did, yeah.
Okay, and we're talking about the connection between music and business. What kind of music do you play?
So I play a whole range of music, but I think I mostly go towards the soundtrack genre and also musical theater. I love musical theater, so those are the two things that I'm drawn to.
Okay, and so what inspired you to write this book, Creative Strategy Generation?
So the first thing, first and foremost, is, you know, there's a lot of books on business strategy. I mean, maybe too many. So far be it for me to add to that pile, but what I found was that as many people have studied business strategy in school and they know all the tools and all these different things, you know, I often get called into large organizations and I'm asked to help people to better understand how to get through this process because it doesn't always click. And so I felt that there was a resource that was needed to give people a step-by-step guide on how to develop a strategy, not necessarily at the big corporate level, but at a product level and a market level and the level that thousands of strategists are working at within large companies. So that's kind of the first and foremost reason that I wrote the book. But then I said, you know, if I'm going to do this, I need to make it interesting, and I need to get people the concept across of not just filling in the blanks again, but really putting your own creative spin on things. And that's where the music piece came in. I actually just analyzed my own process and said, how have I been developing strategies successfully throughout my career? And it's because I used the same creative process that I used to compose a piece of music. And when I put all those steps together and started writing it out, I said, yeah, this works. And this could resonate with people. And it has.
So, Bob, when you say this and you go into different businesses, what are the four skills you need to maximize your creativity?
So, you know, the way they start the book is I talk about, before we just jump into the process, which everybody wants to go right into the steps.
See how I am? I'm just like everybody else, right? Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that on you.
No, that's good. I'm glad that you pointed that out.
The way that I introduced the the steps in the process is with these four skills, right? And so the four skills that I talk about, and actually I actually call them proficiencies, not just skills, because proficiencies really implies that you have to have a higher level of understanding and mastery of these skills. But I say that you really have to work on skills that are more based on how you approach problems. And the skills that I talk about are analysis, which really is based in the present, understanding where you are today. Recollection, which is really about understanding where you've been, but also being able to do something with that information and utilize it to go to the next skill, which really focuses on the future, and that one is intuition. And then the fourth skill is artistry, and that's taking that past, present, and future and doing something different with it and finding a different path. So those are kind of self-help skills almost that I feel people need to really work on before they jump into a process of creating a strategy. And I spend some time in the book talking about that.
I love it. Bob, will you stay with us? Because we need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, we could talk about, you know, we're all so busy 24/7. How do we, you know, clear our minds and really come up with, you know, the new ideas?
You bet.
Okay, perfect. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, right here on 1590 KBTA. And again, I want to wish and hope that everybody had an amazing Christmas yesterday. And of course, again, you know, it's about spending time. This is like, it really is. This is a time that we have off that we can really just kind of, you know, sever all those ties that we have, like, maybe been not, you know, having a problem with people, or just let things go so that we can really move ahead in our new year. With that, I want to give something away, and I've got Freebirds World Burrito. I've got a gift certificate for two, and I would love to give that to somebody right now. 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, if you're just waking up, starting your day in a positive way, I hope that you had an amazing Christmas yesterday. We are giving away a Pete's Breakfast House and a gift certificate to there, and also Freebirds World Burrito. Call in. If you're just waking up, we'd love to get your name in here. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and somebody will, and what you're calling about, of course, and one of the team members will get back with you on that. Also, a big shout out to all of our listeners out there. I love that you guys all called in and just, you know, buying gift certificates to your for my hair therapy, all that stuff. I want to meet all of you. I'm so excited, and I'm so glad that you're here. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in or waking up, we're going to be here all the way till 8 o'clock this morning, and we're talking with Bob Caparelli. We're talking about the connection between music and business, and it's a creative strategy generation. It's using passion and creativity to compose business strategies that inspire action and growth, and that's what it's all about. Bob, is this your first book?
It is my first book, yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. How long did it take you to write it?
I guess I should say a lifetime.
Oh, that doesn't help me then. Forget it. I'm trying to get my book done.
But the real process probably took about a year. I mean, I've been collecting, you know, the process for many, many years, of course. But I'd say from the time I sat down and actually started writing it to the time I finished it was about a year process.
Wow, that's great. So, again, we were talking kind of about really putting our ideas in to being, you know, obviously proficient in our businesses, and to not only that, you know, we want to, if you're really passionate about what you do in life, you're having fun. You know, we always, what the saying goes, if you're doing what you love, you're not really working. Is that correct?
Oh boy, is that correct.
Yeah. And so
what
are some of the ways to really clear your mind and come up with new ideas?
So, you know, it's hard to write a book that addresses creativity in some way, shape, or form without people asking you that, you know, where are ideas coming from? And I get asked that quite a bit. And the answer surprises some people, because a lot of people think that, you know, creative people, for example, artists or musicians or anything else, that ideas just kind of hit them in the head like a lightning bolt, right? It just comes out of nowhere. And in fact, that's not always the way that it happens. The way that it really happens is ideas are formulated based on your own experiences and based on your own knowledge. So if you kind of take it back to music, you spend years learning your instrument, learning music theory, learning how notes go together. Or if you're not that formal about it, you listen to music, you understand the different styles that you want to play, and then you have a whole bunch of different experiences that feed all of that. That's where the ideas will come from. So the more knowledge and more experiences that you allow yourself to have, the more room you're going to have for new ideas to come into your head, whether that's in business or music or anything else. And so one of the things that I always encourage people to do when they're trying to get more creative or be more creative is really organize their lives a little bit, make some room for those new ideas so that you not only have time to develop new knowledge and new skills and new theories and understand those things, but you also can keep them organized so your life isn't so cluttered that, in fact, you know, you're not making room for these new ideas to come in. So that's one of the things that I like to give people as a pointer.
Yeah, and Bob, are you still, where are you, what are you doing for work besides being an author right now?
I do training and consulting. So
okay.
I'm with a company called Sequent Learning Networks. I'm president of that company, and I have a few partners in that business, and we're basically consultants, advisors, and trainers. We deliver classes on product management strategy and marketing.
Okay. And so if somebody was, you know, how can I say, let's see, let's just take my radio show. If I wanted to expand and I wanted to come up with some other marketing ideas, where would you start with me?
You know, one of the first things I would tell you, and this is a very common thing, most people start with themselves. I want to do this or I want to do that. And that's right, because that's what's motivating you to develop a strategy for your show or whatever else you want to do. But very quickly, I ask people, turn that around and look at what your markets want. Understand what markets you want to go into, and then really learn about those markets and understand what is the gap in the market. What are the needs of that market that might not being met, that are not being met today or not being fulfilled today? Once you start to understand that and combine it with your own motivations, that's where your strategy begins. If you don't consider what your customers are looking for, and believe me, many businesses don't, if you don't consider that, you're not going to succeed in whatever the goal is to grow, because you're trying to grow with customers. If you don't know what they want, then they're not going to give you any business.
Wow, that actually makes a lot of sense, because if you look at, you know, let's just say, I'm just going to throw this out there, McDonald's, all of a sudden now, you know, they're going healthy, right? You know, I mean, and yep. So they keep changing with what people want out there. It's like Starbucks, you know, on every corner, and then all of a sudden now they've got food. You know, what's, you know, so they're looking at, okay, now people, when they come there, they want a coffee or iced tea, but yet they want food. So, you know, and so that's exactly what you're saying is look what the market wants, correct?
Look what the market wants. And there's other things that you need to realize about that as well. Sometimes the market isn't going to tell you because sometimes they don't know what you want. So the best of the best companies will actually go out and observe customers, observe the problems that they have, observe the issues that they're dealing with in their lives. They may not be able to ask for a solution because they don't know it's a problem. But if you could identify where their trouble spots could be and put together a solution that meets or solves those problems that they have, then you're definitely going to win. Now, I also say that you have to combine that with something that you are capable of doing and that you enjoy doing. Otherwise, it'll fail on the other end.
Mm.
So it's that balance between customer needs and your own passion. When those things come together, that's where the greatest products are born from.
Wow, I love that. So take us through, and of course, this is kind of where your forte is, storytelling to create interest in your plan. How do you create the story is kind of the way you talk about in your book, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I spent a lot of time talking about the story because, you know, what is strategy except understanding that you have a goal that you want to achieve. You know kind of what's between you and that goal, and you figure out a clever way to get there. That's different than other people, right? That's essentially strategy in a paragraph. But it's not just about coming up with those ideas and knowing what you need to do. You have to be able to communicate that to other people because, you know, usually there's a team of people that's going to help you to get wherever you want to go. And so that's where the storytelling comes in. I talk about telling a story the way that it's been taught for centuries, you know, just using the standard dramatic arc, which is building up an introduction of some type, introducing your characters, building whatever conflict you have, and in this case it would be whatever problem you're trying to solve, bringing that to a climax, which is your turning point, you know, having that action fall, which is beginning to solve those problems, and then resolve it, which is actually the result that you're going to get. When you can put a strategy into that format and make it interesting for whoever you're trying to talk to, all of a sudden it becomes clear to other people, it becomes clear to you, and the strategy is much more capable of being executed. And so storytelling becomes a really, really integral part to creative strategy.
Wow, I love that. You made it sound so easy. And you know, again, if we can't see it, we can't dream about it, we can't, you know, visualize about it, we probably won't be able to get it, correct?
Exactly. And the story is as much for the person that's coming up with the strategy as it is for communicating it. Because a lot of times, again, if you fill in the blanks, but you don't know how the things different, the different items connect, and you don't know the bigger picture, then it just becomes a series of disconnected actions.
Mm.
So being able to put all of that together into your story, and again, the correlation I bring back to music is a song. If you just have a bunch of disjointed melodies, it's not going to connect with anybody. But when you arrange it into a song that flows through, you know, having a verse and a chorus and a bridge and everything connects, all of a sudden it's in a format that people will actually absorb what you're trying to tell them and feel what you want them to feel.
And
in business, it's absolutely no different.
Right, and then they kind of picture it and they get it and they start to visualize it. I love it. Bob
exactly.
Caparelli, a pleasure talking with you. I'm so glad that you joined us here. Where do people find out more about you?
So the best place to go is I have a website set up for the book called composingstrategy.com. So it kind of combines those two pieces. And from there, you can find out more information about the book. There's links to buy the book. And there's also links to my personal website. And from there, you can find links to my music and some other things that could be of interest. So
I love it. Bob, I'm so glad that you joined us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Share our show with everybody. And we'd love to have you back and come up with some more creative strategies.
I'd love to be back. It was a real pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Again, Bob Caparelli and the connection between music and business, creative strategy generation. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Donna Arp Wiseman. Bring on the baggage, lessons to learn from the past of a later in life love. And kind of a, you know, God, we all have those later life loves, right? Gosh. Anyways, again, if you're just joining us, I'd love to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0000. 408-419-0008. Let's make this our most call. I want to hear from everybody. Even if you just call up and say, I had a great Christmas. This was a great holiday. You know, maybe I'm not feeling it, but I'm feeling better now that I'm listening to your show. Any of those things. I want to just hear from you. Just give us a call. And again, 419-0008. And I'd love to send a couples to the Winter Wonderettes, and that's in Simi Valley, and that is playing all the way till the 27th of December. So we got one more day here after this. So call us right now, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I do want to remind you that we have another great show after this, and we're going to continue here till 8 o'clock. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life here in the 805. I hope that everyone had an amazing Christmas holiday. And I've got a birthday coming up on the 27th. And
my wife is the 29th.
I know. Happy birthday, Colleen. And there's a lot of December babies. And of course, I just had my new little grandson, and he's December 16th. So we're all good. So anyways, again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Call up and just say, you know, Merry Christmas. You know, hope that you're going to have a great, happy New Year. What plans are you doing? What do you do?
For the New Year?
Yeah.
You know, it has switched so much in the last few. We usually take it fairly easy in the Aztec because we're crazy romantics. We try to do something that involves the kids.
Nice.
And that's interesting on when you have an 8 and a 14.
Yeah.
It's funny to find something. So, how about bowling or roller skating?
Oh, I love bowling. Okay.
Ice skating. Yeah. Well, yeah. Maybe we should take you.
I know.
You're the
I'm
killer
telling
kegler.
You. No, it was Kyle. Kyle was the one.
Kyle
and
was the killer
yeah,
kegler?
And my
Not
older
Kim.
Son. I'm telling you, they kicked it.
It's very alliterative.
Hey, how was the boats, by the way? Both the light show.
I will say, this is the funny thing about the Parade of Lights, the boats in the beautiful Ventura Harbor. First
yes.
of all, Santa Claus flies around with Aspen helicopters. Off the charts. Beautiful. Everybody gets a kick out of that. At the end, they had fireworks. The boats themselves are interesting because there's a lot of beautiful boats out there. There's probably 40-some in the parade. And a few people just had fun and put a tree up and rolled around. Other people
went
it was
all out. I saw some
crazy,
of your pictures.
Just
we
crazy.
Were my daughter came her baby came 5 weeks early, but we were going to put our boat out there, and so I was excited to see some of your pictures out there.
That sounds like my uncle for a holiday party.
I intend,
but anyway,
yeah, there you go.
That's it was great. It was beautiful. Way to go, Ventura Harbor, and all those boat people. You're a boat person.
That's right,
Ventura.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta
yeah,
get you in it next
that's
time.
What I'm saying. Yeah, we were going to do it, but
and you
we
didn't.
Luckily we didn't because we really weren't
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
what we
if
flew
you were
out
all
here.
Done up and everything? And you had to
yeah,
split?
Yeah. Wow. Who won? Okay.
You know, that's a funny thing.
Because you were one of the judges, weren't you?
I know, yes. I know for sure between two boats that were spectacular. They were beautiful. They were fun. They had great people just kicking it and just having a blast. It was between two that themed out. It was Santa. Okay. It was Santa, sand, and surf.
Okay.
So they had to incorporate all that. And people had like surfboards up and balancing Santa Clauses.
Was it raining?
No, we dodged everything.
Oh,
it
that's
rained
awesome.
The week, okay. Like in the middle of the day,
right.
And then we were good.
Yeah,
was
that was
perfect.
The day we flew out. And it's funny because I talked about being a judge there, but luckily it all just, it was like, okay, I got the call. I was like, I got to put everything on hold. So anyways, so much fun. Again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, I'm so glad that you are here. And of course, our phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Our next guest, Donna Arp Wiseman. And Donna, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. How are you?
Very good. I love the name of your book, Cinderella Has Cellulite.
Thank you.
I love it. And, okay, so tell us a little bit about your book. And you talk about and other musings from a last wife. Uh-oh.
Yes. Well, I think that, this is the time of the year when we all want to have that love in our life. And, of course, Cinderella Has Cellulite and other musings of a last wife. I wrote that because I hope that I am a last wife. I remarried at 60. And so,
congratulations.
You know, thank you.
Wow. You know what? I'm kind of glad that you're on and we're going to be talking a little bit about this because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that aren't the last wife or, you know, maybe are going through problems. But it's almost
right.
Like how do we, you know, life has set us up, you know, it used to be, and I'm probably going to date myself, right? But Barbie, mm-hmm. The perfect Barbie, you know,
yes.
It's
yes.
Like, and I hope I'm going on the same, you know, way that you're going to be talking about your book, but we're not all perfect. We are not perfect. Our lives aren't perfect. It's just
right.
About really looking at, and that's why I love my show, and that's what I hope everybody gets from it, is there is a brighter side. We all have problems, but, you know, it's about being honest and being a support team for all of us.
Well, I think it's important to be honest but yet have hope, and that's what Cinderella Has Cellulite's all about. You know, we're raised from small children to believe in the Cinderella fairy tale, and that, you know, we're just, if we find the right man, everything's going to be perfect. And
that's pretty funny.
I've yet to find anyone that's had everything perfect because, you know, we all have, as you said, we all have problems. We all have complexities. And I just decided to write a book about finding a new love later in life. And maybe we don't get married. Maybe we just date, and maybe we date later in life, or maybe we have a male friend or female friend later in life, and what happens and some of the things we can expect. And I tried to write it in a very realistic but hopeful view.
I love it. And is this your first book?
It is.
God, congratulations.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to write your book?
Well, about 6 months.
Okay.
About 6 months to have it published. But yeah, it's hitting the top 20 on Amazon, and it's been in the top 100 for a long time now, and it's sold all over the country.
Oh,
so
my God, you nailed it. That's awesome. Again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, the day after Christmas, we're talking with Donna Arp Wiseman. Donna, so how long have you been married now?
We have been married 4 years.
Okay, congratulations. How did you guys meet?
We met in the lobby of a high-rise condo building, and was introduced by a friend that lived there.
Really? You know, sometimes mm-hmm. That's the best way to meet somebody is by a friend, because they already know both of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
yes.
they're kind of like, ooh, this is a really cool person, and these are her, you know. I do hair. I'm a hair therapist. So there's so many times I, like, know somebody pretty intimately, and I could go, oh, my God, you know what? You guys are – it's a connection. There's got to be mm-hmm. a connection. And then if you like what you see, right, then that's the next connection.
But I would tell you, Kim, even if you don't have friends that in today's term hooked you up or introduces you to possibly your next Prince Charming, I wouldn't give up. You know, there's lots of ways to meet Prince Charming. I have a girlfriend that met a Prince Charming on a cruise ship, and they're very happily married. I've had those that met him in the library, the grocery store. So you never know where you're going to meet your prince. And the main thing is that you don't think that he's perfect, and you don't think you're perfect, and you learn to laugh about some of the things.
Your
that,
imperfections.
That
yes, mm-hmm. I love that. That is such a great, that's great advice right there. You know what the other thing is I want to say is so many people, when they go through a divorce, okay, or they're separated, or they change their whole lifestyle. And so they go out and, you know, say they really didn't ever like boating before, and all of a sudden now they're out there boating and they meet mm-hmm. somebody, and then they slowly kind of go back to who they are, because we all do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
then all and then all of a sudden they're like, I don't like bowling more. And you met him bowling, or you met her bowling. Guess what? You need to go still do all the things you love doing, and then you're going to meet somebody doing what you love doing, correct?
That's right. Just keep your lifestyle. And you know, if you love to go to the library, then keep going to the library.
Correct.
Don't try to change yourself, because later in life, it's very difficult to change what we've already had our life pattern set as. And so it's better to try to find somebody that fits in with that life pattern.
I love it. Again, you know, Cinderella has cellulite. Where did you get that name from?
Well, my first name was going to be Shut Up and Wear Beige, a second wife.
And that's cute.
When we tried to file that for copyright, it was being used by a club in Anchorage, Alaska. And so I didn't have a name. The book was finished, and I was speaking to my editor, and I said, well, you know, Marianne, it's kind of like Cinderella has cellulite.
And bingo.
Looked at me, I looked at her, and we said, that sums it up.
Oh, my God. I love that name. I love it. So, okay, you talk about, you know, how we can manage an unhappy ex during the holidays. Talk to us a little bit about that. Is that in your book?
You know, it is. And what I would say is, when we're dealing with an unhappy ex, and especially if we have children, you know, with the ex, and even if we don't, be calm and steady when we communicate. Don't get upset. Don't start blaming him or her with what's happened in the past. I would say don't get agitated. And also don't sympathize. A lot of people, you know, let's say that your ex is not dated, and he's buried under a quilt or a blanket since your divorce. I don't think it's good to sympathize. I think that makes them feel worse. So if he calls or she calls and says, you know, I'm lonely or whatever, give them encouragement and say, you know, get out of the house. There's lots of great movies during the holidays, lots of great restaurants that are open even on Christmas Day. And so just be fair and friendly.
Now, are you still friends with your ex?
Yes.
And is your husband friends with his ex?
His ex passed.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we don't, that's not an
issue.
Yeah, but actually it is an issue.
I was just going to say, okay, I'm so glad. I hope that you're going to this direction when you see it is an issue, because you kind of have to, maybe if she was an amazing woman, might have to live up to who she was.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I knew you were going to go there. Okay, okay.
I think it's human nature when someone passes to see the positive side of them, not the negative. And so the one that passes often lives on a cloud and in perfect perfection. And so the one following that, it kind of magnifies all of your faults and your weaknesses. And so it's just as difficult, I think.
Wow.
I think it's a lot of people think if you marry a widower, it's going to be great. And it may be. But we have to prepare ourselves for the angel theory.
I like it. It's called the angel theory.
That's what I call it.
I like it. I love all your little names. Donna, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? I love where this is going. And you're
of
so
course.
Real with, you know, the relationship. And I love that you found your Prince Charming.
Warts and all.
What did you say? Warts?
Warts and all.
I love it. Okay, you're a realist. I'm right there with you. You know, we have to look at, you know, it is, I always say, we could put our rose-colored glasses on for a little bit, but you need to take them off and really look at your life, right?
That's exactly right. Eventually they fade.
I love it. All right, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. I would love to give something away. And, of course, I've got tickets to the holiday ice rink at the lakes at the Thousand Oaks. I'd love to get a couple pairs out there. Call in. I want everybody to call in right now. If you've never called in, call in. I want to hear from you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And it's a great place. There's lots of stuff. And, of course, it's the perfect weather right now. So definitely get over there if you don't win them. But try right now. Call us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life here in the 805.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I hope that everybody had an amazing Christmas yesterday. And hopefully, I think today's called Boxer Day, correct? It's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And
put it back in a box, take it to the store.
Yeah, or just, you know, I guess all the employees get to eat today. Is that right? Is that what it's called? I don't know.
I thought it was you box stuff back and bring it to the store.
No, I thought it was you pay. Okay. Yeah, it's an English.
I think the guest knows.
Okay, I know. Oh, in
what
fact,
is Boxing
Donna,
Day?
Do you know?
Well, as long as it's not boxing each other, I think we're okay.
Yeah. I love it.
Go see the movie Creed and you'll be fine.
There you go. There you go. I do want to remind everybody that we are going to be here till 8 o'clock. And, of course, I want to tell you a little bit about our next show. We've got Legan Casper, and she's going to be talking about sensing Mr. Right. Kind of on. We're going to lead right into that from Cinderella Has Cellulite. I love it. Then Keith Geiger is going to be talking about Holiday Ice Rink at the Westlake, the Thousand Oaks, at the Holiday Ice Link at the Thousand Oaks
at
the lakes. Thank you. Blah, 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 tongue-tied right here. And then also Jason Hastie about holiday spending and New Year resolutions. His book is called The Dollar Code. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that in our next hour. And, of course, if you're just tuning in with us right now. We've been here for a while. We've had some amazing chats on all these great topics. We're talking with Donna R. Wiseman right now, and we're talking about learning from the past of a later in life love, and we're talking about her great book. I love the name of it, Cinderella Has Cellulite. But we talked about, you know, really Christmas with the kids. Now, do you both have kids and grandchildren?
Yes, we do. He has two daughters, and I have two sons.
Nice.
And they're all grown.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you have grandchildren, too?
We do. Okay. I have two, and he has four.
Perfect. Perfect. And so how does that work? You know, do you, you know, is it, I love when it just works.
Yeah, I think that's more of a fairy tale than,
okay.
than reality.
Okay.
I think it's really important to prepare for the holidays. And it sort of depends on where you are in your relationship with his children and with of course, with your children. In Cinderella Has Cellulite, the book, I write two chapters on that, not necessarily the holidays, but just your relationship with them. And, of course, I call my children the perfect progeny, and I call his children, whose steps are these anyway? Because it's human nature for us to think our children are just the greatest ever. But it's important to know that all kinds of relationships and dynamics work in these. And one of the things I talk about, because people are asking me for the holidays, how do they do this? And so I say, let everyone know what to expect. You know, communicate early with your new love, and try to communicate if you can and have that relationship with his children to let them know that you'll be sharing your time and that the time with his children are important. And try to accommodate them without losing your identity. As you said earlier, sometimes while we're dating, we sort of lose our identity and decide we'll go bowling when we don't like to bowl.
Correct.
And then when we remarry, it's real easy not to go bowling anymore, and they're still going bowling.
Correct.
And so it's really important to try to accommodate them, but while you keep your identity and still do the things you like, but give in sometimes and do some things they like.
I love it. Okay, so real question here, Donna. So do you get along good with his children?
Yes, I get along good with them now. Early on, their mother had passed and their grown daughters, and I think daughters have a really hard time with a situation like that, and they wanted to protect their dad.
Which is,
and
yep.
So it was a little more stressful than it is now. But now, after 2 years of dating and 4 years of marriage, everything seems to kind of settle down.
That's great. And what about your kids with him?
Oh, my boys. Well, I have boys, and boys just want to know, does he like sports? You know,
right, but they want to make sure that the man is going to take care of their mom, correct?
Yes, that's real important. And once they've established that and they know that their, you know, their new stepfather likes sports and things that men like to do, and it went pretty smoothly pretty quickly.
Wow, I love it. Let me ask you, what did you do before you wrote this book?
What did I do?
Yeah.
Well, I was in business for 35 years.
What kind of business?
I was in the real estate business. I was also a mayor of a city.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, great. I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
So what a great, I mean, and you know, this talks about so many things here. It talks about the next chapter in life is really what you're talking about. And it sounds like you are just so open to, you know, looking at how to go on in life.
Absolutely. I think we need to be realistic and learn to talk about the challenges as well as the wonderful things. And, you know, we hope that the wonderful experiences we have with our new love, again, whether you marry or just have a relationship or whatever status that is, we hope that's much more than any of the challenges, but life is challenges as well. And so that's what I talk about in Cinderella Has Cellulite, because we all want to be Cinderella, but probably if we admit it, we all have a little
cellulite
or wrinkles or something.
I love it. Yeah, I love where you're going with this. I didn't receive my book yet, but I can't wait to get it. And let me ask you, leave us with one quick tip of, you know, something that's probably helped you through this second part of your life.
Oh, laugh a lot. As tears come to your eyes, learn to let it go and laugh about it, because tomorrow it'll be a lot easier than it was today.
I love it.
And that's really kind of my overall theme, is learn to laugh at our cellulite, learn to laugh at his wrinkles, learn to laugh at the challenges, and keep hope. In the end, some women have told me, and the book has done very, very well. It's sold all over the world now. In fact, we were just in Tokyo, and it was there.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Yeah, it's in several languages. But one of the things that I do at the end of the book is give hope. And I've had different women tell me, it's been called a mature Sex in the City by some major magazines. But women have said, when I was reading it, I thought, I'll never remarry. And then at the end, I thought, I'm getting out of the house and going to look for someone.
I love it. You know what? Partnership. That's what we need, a partnership in the second part of our life. Why be lonely? Why be, you know, we just need a support team. And you want, you know, if you look at somebody and you smile, guess what? You get that smile back. You look at somebody and you're angry, you get that angry back. We want to mirror what our heart is, and we're all good inside. So I love this.
Yes.
Donna Arp, I'd love to have you back. I can't wait to get my copy of this book. Where do we find your book?
Oh, you can find it at on Amazon. In fact, on Kindle right now, Amazon's running a 99-cent sale. Of course, if you want the regular book, it's on sale on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble. It's in major airports. It's Books a Million. I mean, it's pretty much everywhere.
Would you send me a Kindle so I can get it before? So I want to share this. I'm so excited. I want to read it.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
It's on Amazon right now at 99 cents. And it's really sold very, very well. It is really surprising to me. I call myself the accidental author because I really didn't write the book to be a bestseller. In fact, I never dreamed it would be. I wrote it as a catharsis for myself to learn to look back and laugh at all the things that happened.
I love it. Donna, what a delight and what a perfect time to really bring greetings into our Grinchy, maybe real life of a holiday, and perfect for the holiday right now. Again, share our show with everybody. I'd love to have you back.
I'd love to come back, and remember Valentine's is coming up, so don't get your expectations too high.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Be real. All right. You have been listening to the first half of the Kim Pagano Show, and, of course, we've got a whole nother hour for you. And, of course, we've got our 2 to 3 this afternoon, our recovery show, and I'd love you to join us there. That is the brighter side of recovery, anything that you are going through in life, and all of them here on today on 1590 KVTA. And, of course, our iPod, you can listen to all of our shows there, and that is just on iTunes/Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we're going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Happiness is the secret to all beauty. There is no beauty without happiness. With that, you've been listening to the first half of the Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can see clearly.